See if you recognize this voice, Chuck Crabb. Smitty, are you there?
Hey, guys. Charles, how you doing?
Great, Joe. Doing really well.
Good.
Joe, it's 54 degrees. We can't. Yeah. We're not worried about much of anything this morning, as we don't have to scrape anything, salt anything, sand anything. Chuck even grabbed the wrong coat this morning. And he's happy.
Everyone like an idiot.
I heard that. I broke out in a sweat when he walked in the control room.
That's
there,
exactly.
Yeah,
right.
No doubt.
Chuck.
Now, as we get ready for tonight's big conference Indiana game, there is a possible outright title on the line. There's a possible sharing of a title on the line, and just like we will see in the Big Ten here in the next couple of weeks, one tie, all tie. They're not going to use any tiebreakers or anything for regular season champs, but Joe, the men of Tom Crean can't lose at the Assembly Hall. The women of Terry Morin can't lose at the Assembly Hall. And the Panthers of J.R. Holmes, it doesn't matter where they play, they're in double digits winning streak as well, and they look to continue it tonight on the airwaves.
Well, a title to win for J.R. Holmes' 12th-ranked South Panthers as the 2016 Conference Indiana season winds up for the Purple and White. They celebrate Seniors' Night tonight against the Perry Meridian Falcons. Panthers shooting for their 11th straight, and hopefully will take care of business with the Falcons on the Holmes court tonight with the league winless Falcons. And if Terre Haute South can upset number 14 the Southport tonight on the Braves' home court in Terre Haute, an outright title will be realized. Tucker Blackwell and Hunter Lloyd will be two of the senior starters in this class. It will also salute Ben Chastain and Connor Seavers, Alex Turner, and Brian McCord. Tucker has done a little wrong, saving his best year for his last year, his average just under 20, leading all area scorers, also the Panther leader in steals and assists. Lloyd is just under 10 a game, the top three-point shooter percentage-wise at 56 going into this one tonight. Panthers allowing just 48.7 points a game. That's the best in Conference Indiana, and that's why they're playing for a championship tonight. They're shooting 50% as a club. Perry Meridian hasn't won in the league, but its average losing margin in an 8-12 season, only 4 points a game. So they'll play with you, and they'll be looking for the upset to ruin the evening, of course. Meanwhile, at Terre Haute South, the Braves are 4-2, 16-5. They're on a four-game winning streak. Southport, who handed South its lone loss back in December on the road, 14-6, winners of seven in a row. So Panther fans, interested scoreboard watchers, and Terre Haute South allies tonight on this Basketball Friday. Also, Seniors Night for Malik LaFoon and Holden Jastrzemski. Out on the north side of the McKinney Court is Andy Hodson's crew. We'll welcome in Columbus North. Holden coming off a strong 16-point ball game and a nice solid road win at Terre Haute North last weekend. LaFoon, the Cougar points producer at 17 a game, will try to give North its second straight and a third league win. Also, Seniors Night out at Edgewood in the Corral. Dave McCurran's Mustangs are home to Mitchell for a 7:30 ball game. Edgewood looking for its 15th of the year and its second this week. They beat Northview back on Tuesday night. Seniors Braden Patton, Cole Craddock, Tanner Thomas, and Aaron Jacobs will be honored before the game for the WIC champs. All three Monroe County squads will then ready for Sunday state tourney draw. North and South will have to make the long trip over to East Central and St. Leon. Brown County will be hosting Edgewood and four others in that shootout in Nashville starting on March the 1st. By the way, the best of Lighthouse Christian's Lions, the conference champion Lions, finished out they're a conference play 7-0. They're 17-7 overall, and they enter the Indiana Christian State Tournament this weekend. Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk tonight, recapping all of the action after hopefully a title-clinching night on the home court for Bloomington South. Well, we want to wish the best to North senior Hunter Dalton, the best wrestler going for the locals this weekend as he opens his quest for a state wrestling title at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. 182 pounds for Hunter, 40-3, facing Jay County's Andy Kohler tonight in Indianapolis. A win will guarantee Hunter a spot in the top eight in his weight division. Meanwhile, sophomore Noah Hunt had some bad news this week. He qualified for the state at 120. He's 140 on the year, 12th ranked in the state at 120, but His season came to an end earlier this week when an MRI taken showed that he tore his ACL during the semi-state, and he will miss the big show this weekend. Briston Dial, by the way, outstanding senior for Brown County, is also in Dalton's 182 weight division. He's 35-5, making his first state appearance. Phil Cole, South Boys swimming for a sectional title this weekend over at Columbus North, recording top times in 6 individual and 2 relays last night in sectional qualifying in the Bulldog Pool. The Conference Indiana champs return all of its swimmers for Saturday's 1 o'clock finals. Meanwhile, Dave Tanner's North Cougs qualified 8 in the A finals, 21 overall. Edgewood has 8, 2 going in the A finals. Max Weger will make the 2 and 500 free A finals off efforts last night, and Edgewood's Kyle Run is doing the same for his red and black squad as he lowered his school mark in the 100 free last night to 49.3. Kyle has also entered in the 100 breast A final. Best to all of the swimmers and divers in the Columbus sectional. The diving prelims lift off Saturday morning at 9 o'clock.
And Chalk Talk tonight gets things started, as you mentioned, Joe, to kick things off with the big game at South on senior night. And as you mentioned, too, congratulations to all the seniors playing their final games around the area. When we come back at 8:45, we'll talk about the victorious Terry Moore and Hoosiers. Their winning streak continues. Barbecuing some Gophers last night to the tune of 93 points, Chuck Crabb.
They've been on a roll with points here. Hot. Offense, plenty of it.
Very hot. Very hot.
That's what happens, I tell you, and they're doing it at both ends of the court and just getting contributions top to bottom, boy, I tell you.
And this
is Tyra Buss any good or what? I mean, you know,
she carries
not
him
to single her out, but boy, she is the nuts and bolts.
You
got to
have
basketball.
Around her. You got to have a straw that stirs the drink, and she's no question
makes others better around her. Boy,
no question.
And when you have to focus on her, that opens up other things for other folks and makes sense as well. We'll talk about that. We'll preview those folks from Interstate 65 coming to town as well. We'll open up the baseball season for Chris Lamonis' gang as well.
Yeah, tonight, Middle Tennessee State.
Busy times at 8:45. We'll do it then.
See you then. Morning, Glass Man. Julie, the sun shining brightly.
It is. It's actually really nice outside.
How about this?
I like it.
We should have been on live on location this morning. That's what we should have done.
Wow. The wind would have made a lot of noise, background noise.
My hair looks ridiculous anyhow. It doesn't matter if there's wind or not.
Oh, I like it.
Joe?
It is blowing the pines around.
It will be even worse. Wind advisory from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Gusts up to 40 to 45 miles per hour.
Wow.
So hang on to your hats. But we're talking indoor stuff today. We're not ready for all of that outdoor stuff just yet. Even though IU baseball will get kicked off today. You'll fill me in on softball as well. But we got pool activities. But it started last night in the Assembly Hall. Anybody who's been to every men's home game and every women's home game has seen exactly the same thing. Nothing but W's for the Hoosiers, and Terry Morin's crew added another one last night.
Well, defend the home court. Message received loud and proud and very clear last night for the women. Now it's the men's turn to keep things rolling at home on the McCracken court Saturday night when PU pays a visit at 8:30. But back to last night, Minnesota paid its visit and left like 12 other home court opponents who have bumped sneakers with Terry Morin's Hoosiers. Losers. 13 straight now wins. It's 10th Big Ten victory. That's the best for the women now in 33 years. 93-79 the verdict. Indiana now in a three-way tie for third with Minnesota and Michigan State as Indiana. The gals head out to Iowa on Sunday. Last night, Indiana U was the better from the free throw line in a game that was marked with 59 total fouls. The 18-9 Hoosiers hit 28 free ones from the line, outscored the Gophers by 10 there. Rachel Banham got her points, 29, but Alexis Cassium drew the defensive assignment and held Banham to 9 points in the opening half as Indiana played really well from the start. Indiana led by 7 at intermission, but the Hoosiers collected 50 total points in the second half to nail this one down, hitting 9 of 13 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. And by the way, with 59 total fouls whistled, there were 69 total foul shots parts last night. Tyra Buss hit 10 of her 27 from the line. Jen Anderson missed only once in 7 tries, 6 of her 18. Gassian scored 16. And Kim Royster, a big lift off the bench with 11. Indiana out-rebounded Minnesota in avenging that tough 2-point loss to the Gophers back in January, 42-36. Buss, along with Amanda Cahill, who was saddled with foul problems last night, had 17 caroms between them. Minnesota's men upset number 6 Maryland last night at home, 68-63, despite hitting only one of its final 15 from the field. The win, though, the Gophers' first in 14 league games, adding to the build of Saturday night's game with Purdue for Coach Tom Spellas, who looked for its 16th straight on the McCracken court, 8:30 on ESPN. Rough and tumble times expected in the paint where the Boilers' two big towers, Hammonds and Haas, need to be well contained. Thomas Bryan certainly gets a big challenge here, but rebounding, points in the paint, second chance points all loom large for Indiana. If they can salvage those departments, it'll have to be a collective effort. Rebounding wise, heck, Troy, Max, OG, Colin, Jawan, even RJ and Yogi, yeah, we'll throw them all in the equation, helping out with getting after that basketball. Purdue is 3-4 on the road in the league this year, but they don't shoot all that well on the road from the outside. But that being said, you can't dismiss Rafael Davis. He can't go off on Saturday night, and the Hoosiers will game plan around that. Troy needs to be Troy. Yogi needs to get back dialed in offensively, and what better game than this one to do so. So we'll see how this one is called officiating-wise on Saturday night, but the Hoosiers, they are good at the free throw line, and when they get there, I like the chances, and with Iowa not playing this weekend, the Hoosiers could grab sole possession of first place in the Big Ten, as they will also knot the Indiana Governor's Cup Series with Purdue ongoing at 6 points apiece. Michigan State cooled off Wisconsin 69-57. Maryland is now third. 4 teams are 9-5, including Purdue. Michigan, who's 9-5, will play at Maryland in a headline game on Sunday. Well, in the pool up in Ann Arbor at the Natatorium, the Canham Natatorium, Haley Lips won the gold medal. Indiana continues to rack up the medals. They had a gold, a silver, and 2 bronze on Thursday. And after Haley swam in the 500 free, a new school record of 4:35, the Hoosiers now, after 2 days of competition, just 17 points behind the Wolverines going into the weekend tonight. We have 5 individual event finals as well as a 3-meter diving. Well, it's ball diamond time for Chris Lamona, starting his second season later this afternoon. Middle Tennessee State, a weekend series of 3 down in Murfreesboro. Kyle Hart will get the ball tonight for the baseball Hoosiers. Meanwhile, Michelle Gardner's crew, this weekend they're down in Miami. They'll open up with Delaware and Florida International. And men's tennis finds Indiana out on the left coast in Oregon. They're in Eugene taking on the Ducks this weekend. Track and field has the Alex Wilson Invitational up for Ron Helmer's men and women as they compete up in South Bend this weekend.
And Smitaroo, big high school game tonight. More conference. I mean, this is the time of year where every game is, you can't, there's nowhere to hide. And we heard that with Indiana and Purdue rolling around. And obviously, Terry Moore's Hoosiers last night. And South is right in that driving seat, right in that position. They've done all the hard work, and now it's time to finish them off.
Well, that's your first goal, you know, with the draw for the state tournament glass coming up on Sunday. The first goal of any team when they embark upon a new season is to win the conference that they play in. That's the opportunity afforded the Panthers tonight. They play Perry Meridian, Chalk Talk with JR at 7 and Seniors 9. If they get aid from Terre Haute South tonight, if they beat Southport, then South takes care of its business over the course of 32 minutes. Then South will earn the reign of 2016 champions with a 6-1 record this year within Conference Indiana. So a big game for the Panthers tonight. By the way, it's Seniors Night across the board. All 3 Monroe County teams are at home, north to Columbus North at 7:30, and also Andy Hansen and the crew. Final home games, well, they have a big one with top-ranked New Albany to end the regular season next weekend in a game that we'll be doing. But it is seniors' night tonight for Malik LaFoon and Holden Jastrzemski, and the same could be said for Edgewood, Dave Mahurin's crew, and Mitchell tonight at 7:30.
And sectional draw on Sunday, as you mentioned, East Central, the host this year. So are we renting a plane? How are we getting there?
Boy, that'd be
helicopter?
Nice, wouldn't that be nice? Better start reserving a
the GC helicopter. Have Callahan fly it. He'll be like TC, and you can be like Tom Selleck. You can be Magnum.
Yeah, how about that?
You guys can both fit the equipment in the Ferrari, can't you?
It's well, let's just say let's have a sensible draw, but I can see it coming.
Tuesday?
North and South in the opening game Tuesday night at 6, which I would miss because I'll
be
out in Iowa.
You will be in Iowa for the Hawkeyes.
Oh, boy.
Another
well, we'll see. I mean, that's all hypothetical until we find out Sunday, so we'll talk about it on Monday.
Sounds good, and we'll have a busy Monday to recap everything that you've mentioned, and adding baseball and softball to the IU mix will add some more fun, so we hope everybody gets off to a flying start.
Yep.
Have a great weekend with those who make boilers tomorrow night. And we hope to have a big celebratory Monday about conference champs and state champs and everything else that goes with that.
Best of luck to Hunter Dalton. He's wrestling in the state finals this weekend, representing Bloomington North, and also the sectional finals in boys swimming over at Columbus North, lifting off 1 o'clock finals, 9 o'clock a.m. diving prelims. Wish the best to North, South, and Edgewood.
All right, Joe, we'll do it again Monday morning.
All righty, my friend. See you, Julie.
Bye, Joe.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 on Busy Fridays. Big Show Fridays.